from the Vikings 21, game tied at 20. Two receivers left, one right. Manning takes the snap, looks left, fade left, Demaryius Thomas knocked away brilliantly. Excellent job by Xavier Rhodes.
Hey, it wasn't the Terrence Newman highlight. Yes. I'm going to burn that thing. Xavier, what time does the flight leave today?
Actually, I'm going to be here for a while.
You're going to be here for a little while?
Yeah.
This look at that, a savvy vet.
I know.
Sticking around. See, that's when you're a true vet, when you realize you don't have to get the 2 o'clock flight out of minicamp and go home or Vegas or South Beach or whatever. Yeah. And you stick around. That's a savvy vet. That's a mature move.
Yeah, but, you know, we and just watching you guys come out to the field, knowing today's final day of mandatory minicamp, after OTAs, after off-season workouts, off all the time you put in before that. This is like last day of school stuff for a lot of people for at least a couple of weeks. Then 4th of July hits, and then it ramps up to training camp. So this this is a fun day, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I say it's really fun. I mean, we was able to get work done. We was able to do what we need to do and get ready for training camp. So right now we just need to rest our body and get ready for training camp.
What have you seen defensively from your standpoint? We talk about this, we'll call it a new offense, even though it was kind of the similar offense that we saw halfway through the season. But this is really Shurmur's offense. You know, how is it the same? How is it different? Some of the challenges that you see as a corner and as far as the defense goes.
On the offensive side of the ball, I mean, them guys, you can see they're starting to communicate really well with Rudy and Sam and Treadwell and Diggs. All of them starting to communicate really well, getting audibles, getting a lot of different looks and stuff like that. You can see Sam throwing the ball when he needs to be thrown to. He understands his receivers a lot better than he did last year. And the O-lineman is getting better each and every day. The offensive side of the ball looking good. On the defensive side, we're just trying to get our communication much better because we started off good, but we ended off bad, so we need to finish how we started. You know, so that's the whole goal this year.
Granted, with no contact here at minicamp or OTAs, which receivers are doing pretty well against you? I mean, consistently, I know Rhodes closed, Xavier Island whole thing, so you want to shut people down like Odell Beckham Jr. every play of every quarter of every game. Mm-hmm. But, like, which receivers have you noticed this year in the offseason are doing okay against you?
Diggs, Stephon Diggs. I mean, we always compete to a high level. I mean, it's something about it when me and him going against each other. If you watch practice, we're going at each other even off the field. You know, we're yelling at each other even off the field. So, I say Diggs, you know, and Treadwell came around a lot. You know, Treadwell is a lot better in his routes and communicating with Sam. It's a lot going on with Tread. I'm looking forward to seeing Tread have a good year.
How about you? You specifically, you're gaining respect around the league for your play. You're obviously so much better than where you were as a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of areas do you want to get better this offseason, and you think you've gotten better this offseason going into training camp?
Knowing the down and distance, you know, the knowledge of the game, you know, try to predict the routes before it happens. You know, that's when you know you're a true vet. You know the game, and you have knowledge for it. You have a high IQ.
Treadwell, at least from my standpoint, is a different guy this offseason. I mean, more engaged on the field, more talkative behind the scenes. I mean, honestly, though, and you can help with this process. I mean, you're the best corner on this team, one of the better corners in the NFL. But when you get to bump and run, when you get to training camp and preseason games, that's it for Laquan. I mean, that's where we will figure out how far Laquan has come. You know, I mean, and like training camp, you can help him with that, right?
Yes. I had a few talks with Laquan. I mean, telling us all about confidence at the end of the day. You know, you're going against guys that's, you know, that try to get into your head. You got to, like, block them out and play your ball and get your technique down pat. And don't worry about the guy in front of you. Just worry about catching the ball and getting to the end zone. And Treadwell has tremendously changed. You know, his game has turned around. I see him coming out of his break really well, making great catches. I mean, tremendous catches. And I think, like I said earlier, I'm going by. I think Treadwell gonna have a good year.
With confidence, Xavier, has that been it for you too? I mean, you're bigger than you've ever been, but you came into the NFL long, strong, and fast. You know, but from a confidence standpoint, that's something that you develop the more you play, right? Where, I mean, even you now, I mean, I've known you all your career. You're more talkative. You're more confident.
Yes.
You have a different, quote, swagger on the field.
I mean, it depends on the situations. You know, when you're in those situations, those fourth quarter games and, you know, the game is on the line. You make that play, and it goes on throughout the years. You know, you start to build that confidence because you've been experienced to those type of situations. And then once you be able to make those plays, and the confidence builds from there.
Watching Terrence Newman return interceptions for 101 yards. I mean, that builds confidence, right, Xavier? Ben?
Well, building off of that, you know, do you remember a specific time, either it was after a game or a play, or maybe it was after just a general feel at some point in the season or even off season, where you said, I'm not just cocky and arrogant in my own abilities. I feel like I found true confidence. Was there ever a point where, like, you kind of flipped that switch and said, you know what, I'm not only just confident on inside, I'm actually confident on the outside, and I know what I'm doing? Was there a point in your career that flipped? Because it clearly seems like it has flipped at some point in time.
I would say yes. It was one off season. I was working out a few of the guys I know, and one of the guys put me to the side and was telling me, he's like, X, you know, you have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have any confidence, I mean, you'll just be an average, or you will be a below average guy. You know, you have a lot of talent. You have the size, the speed, and the ability. You just got to have confidence in yourself and in your ability, and then you can take it to the next level. And when he was telling me that, you know, I was covering him really well, but he was telling me, you know, have to go. Only reason he said it because I wasn't getting any interceptions. I was already knocking him down. I told him why. He was telling me, you just need to have confidence. You'll get to the ball rather than trying to knock him down. You know, it's the difference between a top 20 corner and top five. Top five get picks. Top 20 probably get it like 16 PBUs, you know, or something like that. So by telling me that, you know, I took my game to the next level.
Remember Zimmer with you, his first training camp here in 2014?
Oh.
I mean, every single practice, it was unbelievable how much he was on you.
Oh, man. Every play, literally. I mean, Zim was my shadow. And back on me, X, no, you line it up wrong. Get it further outside. I'm like, Coach, come on now. I'm on the field. You know, but it helped me out a lot, man, because when I'm in those down the distance and I'm in those situations, you know, by him being on me so much, you know, it's come to second. It's second nature to me now.
Yeah.
I know what I need to be, what depth I need to be at, what alignment I need to be. I mean, I just hear my voice a lot. So
Xavier Rhodes, 9-0.
Do you feel like he's doing that with any one particular, a couple guys currently right now as practice goes along, just kind of shadowing them and making sure that they're getting pushed?
Zim does that to everyone. I mean, everyone. Yeah, I don't think anybody.
He hasn't singled anybody out. Or
I mean, he have his days where he'll go out to JK, Jabari. He'll go out a few linebackers, you know, he'll be at DNs. You know, he have his days where he picks certain guys who he's going to coach up, and then he's going to the offensive side. I don't know about the offensive side, but I definitely know about the defensive side.
You know Deion Sanders?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State, the Zimmer connection, mm-hmm. cornerback, the whole thing. Have you ever chatted football with Deion Sanders?
No, not really. I take that back. Yes, a little. It was one Thursday night game we played. I chatted with him a little bit. And I believe I chatted. I can't remember the other time I chatted with him, but I know I chatted with him twice.
What do you remember about Deion's game that you would like to have? I mean, this is potentially best corner history of game from a pass coverage standpoint. Mm. And like, what did he have that you'd like to have?
I mean, I love the fact that he was baiting the quarterbacks a lot. Oh my God, he was baiting them so.
How do you do that?
I'm still trying to figure out now. You know. You know, he was good at doing that, man. He'll make the quarterback think the receiver open out of nowhere. He come out of nowhere and pick it off, you know. So, I mean, I'm still trying to get that.
I think that Zim will give you that flexibility, you know, as the season goes on. But I'm guessing that Zim is the type of guy that's not going to allow you right off the jump to start baiting guys.
Xavier, in closing, your football camp, University of St. Thomas, tell us more.
Oh, man, this is a camp where the kids come out, teach them football. Help them understand the fact that football is not only, you know, a business, but it's fun. You know, it's something we all been trying to play since we was kids. And I'm trying to remind those people and these kids that, you know, try to keep that in you. Try to keep that youth within you, because once you lose it, you know, football no longer become fun.
Well, school's out, so, I mean, if kids or parents or coaches or whatever are listening now, if somebody wanted to be a really good corner at the high school level, mm-hmm. what would you tell them? Like what are some good things to do?
Always work on your craft. You know, don't try to do the most. That's because that's number one thing is your craft. You know, always work on your strength, because you know you can always have time to work on your weaknesses. Because once you work more on your weaknesses, then your strength become your weakness.
Yeah.
So and also gain confidence. Always have confidence, because you know corners you're gonna get beat. I mean, Deion Sanders been beat before in his career, and all the greats been beat at corner before. You know, it's all about how you bounce back. So, confidence.
What's the best way for people to learn more about your camp? Is there a website, or can they, like, Google Xavier Rhodes Football Camp 2017?
It's probably a website.
Because that's what I did, and it popped right up. Mm-hmm. Last one, you got anything?
Well, last one for me is just you seem like you've taken this leadership, this inspirational role, helping Laquan out. And, you know, one of your other alumni now is mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook. Mm. You know, what sort of conversations have you had with him about transition into this league and what this league means and how to be successful at this level?
Number one thing I learned about this league is, you know, your body is your temple. You know, it's your investment. You know, you have to invest everything into your body because without your body, you know, you won't be able to play this game. You won't last long in the league. So I basically told him to invest all your money into your body. I mean, invest it all. You won't go wrong with that.
Well, you mean like chefs and like conditioning in the off-season?
Everything. I mean, chef, conditioning, massage, masseuse, acupuncture. I can name everything I do. I can name it all. But
well, look at the producer and I. We eat like normal, like 95% of the people in the country. How do you eat? Like, what's key to eating for you to keep your body how you want it to be?
I try to eat a lot more vegetables than anything. You know, I try to eat more proteins because I'm trying to maintain weight and lose weight at some time because once I start eating more grains and more pasta or whatever, I tend to gain a lot of weight. So I try to stay away from that and stay.
Enjoy your downtime. Thanks, you, Xavier.
Thank you.
Xavier Rhodes, Nordo, thank you. Ryan Donaldson, thank you. Main man Ben, thank you very much. See you
thank
next
you,
week.
Buddy. We'll see you.
Ben Lieber, I'm Paul Allen from Winter Park. Vikings offseason complete. Next time we do a show like this, Mankato and the beginning of Vikings training camp 2017. Thank you. Have a good day.